marvelous.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, coming up here in just a few moments. Again, I was fortunate enough to hang around with Mike Ditka all Friday. Johnny and I went to get him in Chicago, brought him here to Champaign. We stopped by at the Hilton Garden Inn, where Larry Canford put together a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yeah.
One-on-one. It was essentially you invite a veteran to lunch in honor of Veterans Day, which was Friday, November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And the room was full. And Larry got up there. You know, we were texting back and forth when I was in Chicago and telling him, here's our timing. Here's what we're doing. So we get to the Hilton Garden Inn, have some folks waiting. We get him out. You know, people just kind of just, he's like a magnet. Mike Ditka is like a magnet. I mean, people just kind of gravitate to him. You have to kind of get him through. So you bring him in. So he's there and he's kind enough to do this because he was here for Mike Namoff's mega annual banquet to raise funds for some of the local sports stuff here. Uh-huh. But in any event, so I said, Mike, there's a luncheon. It's honoring veterans. Would you mind just saying thank you to? I said, I'd love to. And for him to get down in on my Tundra, I mean, he's got two hips, new
gotta
hips.
Have
he's got
to hold knees. On to things.
I mean, it's not an easy climb in that truck. So anyway, he goes into the Hilton Garden Inn. They introduce me. I walk in. There's like a smattering. Like, what's the DJ? What's he here for? It was much like I'm sure Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg. Just a smattering.
Right.
What's he? And then I just said, hey, we love you. You guys are awesome. We pray for you guys. We thank you guys. Mm-hmm. Veterans are everything to the United States. And mm-hmm. Now I want somebody to come up and say a real special thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer Mike Ditka. Standing room, standing ovation immediately.
My goodness.
They hopped to their feet. There was only, I don't know how many of you knew this was going to happen. I don't think very many. A number of you told me that you put two and two together when I showed up and actually dressed up a little bit and was ready to do something special. You put the Ditka thing together because you probably knew by listening here that he was in town.
Right.
And so I brought him up there, and he came up there and said, I'm not a Hall of Famer, you are. And he read a little clip that attributed to Abraham Lincoln
uh-huh.
about this country that was just the people really enjoyed, the veterans really enjoyed. And then he just said, thank you, and God bless you, and he left. And we wish we could have stayed, but we had to get off to the next thing. But it was fun to be there and enjoyed seeing such a room that was so full of appreciation
mm-hmm.
and love for the veteran and the one that has kept our liberty and freedom secure. It's always been about the soldier. And so it was a wonderful way to start our day. So following that, we did get a chance to bring him to our radio center, our radio studios here at Connect FM.
Yes, we were thrilled. Thank you so much for working that in.
We got that thing going and had a chance to sit down with him a little bit of a microphone that you'll hear probably before Cardinal season this next March, as we talked about the Cardinals, and I asked him what it was like to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And much like the Cardinals in World Series and what they were thinking and going through, so that probably will appear on the radio this next spring. And then we went off and had a bite to eat, and Philo took him down to the center of the universe in Philo, Illinois, and had a nice fish sandwich at the Philo Tavern. Then he rested a little bit. Then we got him to the iHotel, and there it just started from there, and it was just a mob scene. Some of the stories that Jim McMahon and Mike Ditka told on stage were fabulous. And I thought Mike made some news there. There were some things he said there I'd never heard him say.
Uh-huh.
Much like, he has perhaps said him here on the program, but I don't think I've ever heard him say Buddy Ryan was another head coach.
Right.
He said, let's be honest. He was head coach of the defense. I was head coach of the offense.
Uh-huh.
25 years ago, I couldn't have said that, but Buddy Ryan was another head coach.
Yeah.
And then the story about Jim McMahon getting a play in from the sidelines. The kid runs 30 yards in. Jim McMahon says, what's the play? The kid says, I don't remember.
Right.
And then he runs his own play. It doesn't work. Mike calls a timeout, calls Jim over, says, what was the play? And Jim said, I don't know, coach. Your boy forgot. And just hearing things like that in the 85 run. And at Minnesota on a Monday night, Jim McMahon had been hurt and hadn't practiced all week.
Right.
And so he kept following and talking to Ditka behind his back and telling him something. I said, Jim, what were you saying all game? I remember you following. He says, coach, if you don't put me in, we're going to lose. Coach, you got to put me in. We're going to lose. And then on the ride back to the airport, Mike said, hey, he hadn't practiced all week. Hey, he was hurt. But after I saw those other mopes, I said, get in there. And, of course, the Bears won. They came from behind.
And they said, at least he wasn't bugging me anymore like he was all game.
No, I know. He was on him to get him in. That was just all part of the stories of the 85 Bears. A lot of fun.
I hope someone had captured the moment like, you know, Larry Camphor at the Veterans Day.
Well, a lot of pictures, I think, taken. I don't honestly know.
Mine turned out fuzzy.
It was a blur. That whole day for me was a blur because my focus was where we got to go, what time is it, we got to get him
here.
You're
sort of on security duty.
I was just kind of a handler. It was my day as a handler. And I got to say, I was happy it was over because, you know, we want to make sure everything goes well.
Right.
Mike was getting tired toward the end there, but he still, as we walked toward the truck to get him back, to get him home, he still, there were people hanging around. They had heard he was there. They had footballs. And at that point, he said, when we leave, I really want to leave. And we didn't do that either. And he just kept signing. He said, all right, one more.
Okay.
And he just kept doing it. And that's what he is. He really is. He's a super guy. And we got him on the phone coming up next. So we'll talk to Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. That's coming up next in just a few moments. Lots to talk about. I didn't see the South Carolina debate over the weekend, the GOP South Carolina debate. I did hear clips. I did read about it. But apparently nothing earth-shaking happened. Newt Gingrich, another strong performance as he continues to move up the polling. It looks like it's Romney, now Gingrich and Cain. And Herman Cain's wife is on with Greta Van Susteren on the Record tonight at 9 on Fox TV. Hmm. We'll be right back. Time for this Fox News update. Back with Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka next. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey, 93.5, 95.3, The New Connect FM. It's now 7:30.
An ESPN Radio Extra
592255 to qualify for our Jetaway Getaway here on Connect FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Philo Center of the Universe, Brother Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Good day.
And Mike Ditka, who's out in Bristol, Connecticut for ESPN Countdown Show tonight at 6 o'clock. You'll see the coach, and I tell you, Mike, everybody loves seeing you on Friday here in Champaign-Urbana and Philo. They love Mike Ditka around here, I'm telling you, Mike.
I don't know about that, but I really enjoyed it. I mean, we take for granted everything in life, and we don't really look at the small communities going into Philo, having a sandwich at the Philo Tavern. I mean, that is some big-time stuff. I mean, driving through those cornfields, I said, I know that the people in Mars are looking down saying, what is that down there?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Stevie, we're at Mike's Philo office here and overlooking the center of town. So it was great having you, and people appreciate you. And they had their first Bear game in what we call the Bear Den out in that cornfield that, it was a nice place to go watch the game. Bears played good, Mike.
Bears a good football team, John. They won the division last year. They're a better team now than they were last year. Defensively, they really seem to be gaining confidence, and the special teams, again, made a big play yesterday. But the thing on offense that they're doing, and everybody says, what are they doing? Well, you know, they're not beating themselves. They're not turning the football over. They're not getting the quarterback beat up. You know, those things help.
I thought whenever I watch the Bears, I'm thinking, if we just had Julius Peppers as a Saints fan, but we don't, and he's good, and there's another couple of good guys. I saw Briggs make another pretty good tackle, really, and got a flag on it. I don't know what you're going to do about that except stop throwing a cross route over the middle, because that's just what happens on those. As a receiver, that's fine with me if they quit throwing them.
Yeah, and then the Saints-Atlanta was some football game, Mike, and the Saints pulled it out.
Well, you know, again, everybody is criticizing Mike Smith for his decision. He made a decision, and why he made a decision, guys, in the back of his mind, he knew that, you know, their defense couldn't stop Drew Brees and the Saints' offense, and probably that's why he made the decision. Now, you say, in hindsight, was it a good decision? I don't know, but he made it. He's the head coach. He has the right to do that, but Saints are a good football team. They find ways to keep you on your heels because of their ability to score on offense, and that's pretty good stuff right now.
Well, Smith was thinking, we're going to give the ball to Drew Brees again. I'm not doing it. I've got a better chance of picking this up than of giving Brees the ball and them not getting a field goal. I thought it was a great decision, but I got to tell you, I thought it was a terrible call. And when you
I agree with you too, John. It was.
See, you and Jim McMahon talked about what you get all the time about Walter scoring in the Super Bowl. McMahon made a great point. He said, you know, they were keying on Walter Payton. And we gave it to the fridge because, A, he could get in there, and, B, they weren't expecting it. And he just walks in. So would Walter have scored? I don't know. But the point is, they were expecting that. Do something different. The Saints thought Turner was going to get the ball. If anything else happened, they had picked up the first down. Yeah. They might have scored because we were going to tackle Michael Turner, and it was fourth and one on the 30. I just thought he shouldn't have given it to Turner, and they did. And so that was the decision. I would say I'd have definitely gone for it because I'm not giving Breeze that ball again. But doggone it, you got to do something besides that. If you're got a guy they're keying on, you've got an advantage. But don't give it to him.
I can remember in our career, you know, our coaching career, what things we did. I mean, I told McMahon, I said, don't tell anybody. We're running this play. Don't tell anybody but Walter that he's not getting the ball. And they tell him to hit it just like he got the ball. So we did that a couple times, and McMahon did the hand, Walter drove over the top of the power. Everybody blocked full speed. McMahon walked around the end into the end zone by himself.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that play is there every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we just look at it.
Yeah. Right, and I think if
there.
I think Matty Ryan keeps the ball. I don't think anybody would have even seen him.
No.
He's going to be walking up the stairs.
Yeah. All right, and then look at it. We're talking Green Bay tonight in Green Bay against Minnesota. And interestingly, and I don't know if that means anything, it just might be a matchup situation, but Johnny and Mike, 11 of the 15 away teams won. Road teams, 11 out of 15 this weekend. It's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't think it much matters. You know, but I think there were some teams that were better than other teams. I mean, I look at what the Pats did. They took a page out of what the Steelers did against them to beat them. You know, the Jets can't cover a six receiver. They don't have back. Their safeties are terrible. Terrible. They're not cover guys. They're guys who they use a tackle. So when they get them, you know, on an island, they're just normal people. So I watched some coaching out there. I thought Belichick's coaching was outstanding. Everybody talks about, well, how can you fix the Patriots' defense? Well, just get the Jets' offensive plan. That's how you fix it.
Mm.
I feel like the real home field advantage is in the night games after dark, because I feel that energy down in New Orleans. It's way different than a noon Sunday, even a 3 o'clock Sunday game. I think that energy does translate to the team. One classic hypothesis-confirming fact is when the Cardinals went out to the 0-7 Rams and they played like a Super Bowl team. That energy transfers to those guys, and I don't know about a regular road game giving you that big an advantage. I thought the Saints going into Atlanta with Breeze and his office in a dome kind of balanced that out yesterday at a noon game.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, Steve, that's interesting. And here's where the Bears and the Saints have some rising concern. Those San Francisco 49ers, yeah. What is going on?
8-1, Mike. 8-1 for your Jim Harbaugh 49ers.
Well, you know, if you watch them, guys, they play well as a team. They don't have a lot of big stars. You know, people don't talk about Alex Smith. Played a pretty good football game yesterday. The one interception went right through the guy's hands, his own receiver's hands. So, I mean, they're playing good. Jim's got them playing team football, offense, defense, special teams. And you got to like what they're doing now. You know, I think they're a little weak at the corner position. I don't think they're very strong at the corner position. But, you know, they have the ability to hide it. You know, so, you know, they can protect it and they'll be okay.
And I think, Steve, you've been watching my sleeper team of the year, the Houston Texans.
They have the best defense in the AFC.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, I think they do.
The Ravens are pretty good.
No, I think statistically the Houston Texans might. I don't know. I heard that yesterday.
They might be. Yeah. See, they've got a good defense.
And, I mean, are the Texans? Johnny said that in August. You said watch out for those Texans. I mean, they're 7-3.
Well, I think it's Wade Phillips is doing it. Coaching on that Texans defense.
That's right. They got, you know,
oh, wow.
Wade Phillips,
yeah.
Bum Phillips' son, who
yeah.
had Dallas head coach. That's right, Mike. And he's doing a great job.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, you know, they're a good football team because, you know, don't forget now, when they get their receiver back, they're going to be a lot better. They don't have back right now.
All right, so you got Minnesota, Green Bay, Mike. And you think Minnesota can compete tonight?
I do. I really think they can compete. I don't think they'll win, but I think they can compete. I think the rookie quarterback is an interesting guy. I think what they have to do, well, they have to make Green Bay Packers stop Adrian Peterson. They must make them stop Adrian Peterson. And if they don't, they should give them a bigger and bigger dose of Adrian Peterson.
Well, I think, Steve, that's a game where if it was a Monday night game in Minnesota, you know, it'd be interesting. I think Minnesota, I think they'll play okay. I don't think they have a chance with Aaron Rodgers in the game of beating the Packers. So I'm with Mike. They're not going to win.
Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka here on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM, 745. Okay, switching to the Friday event at the Hilton Garden Inn where we took Mike to see these veterans, Johnny. And, boy, what a reaction. And, Mike, I've had so many comments over the weekend of their appreciation. You would take time when this wasn't why you were in town, but you still did it on your own because you wanted to say thank you because you're a patriot.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we take for granted everything. I mean, I'm no different than anybody else. We all take for granted, you know, we're going to have police protection and we're going to have a military to protect us and keep us safe and this and that. And every once in a while, you know, it's good to walk up to these people and say, hey, thanks. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate the fact that you're keeping this town safe or you're keeping this country safe. And I, you know, we take it for granted. And I'm the same way. We're all the same. I mean, it is what it is, but it's nice that this country took time out to honor the veterans of all the wars that are still living. And I appreciate that. Cause if I'm nothing else, I am a patriot.
I'll tell you, Mike, they loved it. And what you said to them was true. And we're all behind them, very grateful. And sometimes we say it, but I'll tell you what, when you were saying it, I think they knew you meant it, and that meant a lot.
Well,
and, Steve, I
got to
tell you something else. You know, this Mike, I don't know what – we were trying to figure out what level of recognition or celebrity you're, you know, outside of Chicago, but I'll tell you, it's at the housekeeping, the wait staff, every level – likes Mike Ditka. We're in Philo, fourth, fifth, sixth graders. Mike, you played football in the 60s. We have fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. They know who Mike Ditka is. It was fun, but I want to say how impressed I am with how you handle at every single level. It's hard to keep that up, and I've said it before, but Mike's just very gracious.
Oh, yeah.
And,
unbelievable.
I'll tell you, it's amazing to me, and maybe one of the more recognizable people on Earth. I don't know.
I had my sunglasses on. I didn't know if I'd figure it out.
Hey, does this happen to you in Los Angeles, Seattle?
It does happen in a lot of people. Places, and I mean, and I'm amazed. I walked up, I think where I was the other day, and these people walked up, and oh my God. And like, I mean, I said, well, you know, first of all, I said, yeah, it's me, and, you know, I'm just a guy, and this and that. Well, I didn't think we got, well, you know, I live in Chicago. I have a restaurant. I mean, I'm going to be in that restaurant. You know, if you walk in, your chances are you're going to see me, you know. So, but people are amazed at that. I don't know. And everybody, for some reason, wants to take a picture. I don't know why anybody want a picture of me, but they want to take a picture. With all the pictures you want.
But what's just actually very, very amusing, the girls come with the pizza and here, would you like something to drink? You know, yes, sure. Can I have a picture? or walking out, where's the men's room?
Yeah.
Well, it's over here. Mike's with us, and here come the housekeeping. Can we have a picture, Coach?
That's amazing.
Yeah, Steve, we're getting on the plane to my man Hammer. He's helping us on. Come on, you have a good trip. Pull something out of his coat. Coach, could you sign this for?
I had you for 500 pictures and autographs on Friday, Mike. That's about the count I had. I mean,
well, it's okay. That's all right. That's the worst thing that ever happens to me.
Most of the high level, and there's, I don't know anybody. I'm putting you in the category of Oprah and Michael Jordan. I don't know. I mean, you're recognized as
a lot of people don't do it, and a lot of people won't do it, and that's their prerogative. Nobody says you have to do anything, and so therefore, it is. But I'm a little more hands-on with the public than they are.
There's no question. But they appreciate that, and the fact that you are that gracious to them. I mean,
I think Mike just comes from that I guess that life that he knows how disappointing it is when someone, this is the 10,000th time this week for Mike, but it's a once in a lifetime for this old guy, who, and Mike appreciates that. And now I can understand when someone says, I'm not doing anymore, I'm tired. I can understand that because I might be saying that.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought it up to say, to commend Mike Ditka, because this has gone, Steve, we've seen it for a decade and a half or more. It's a wonderful thing, Mike, and people, they really cherish that 1 minute they had with Mike Ditka. It's amazing.
No question. All right, we're going to take our break. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. Great comment, Johnny. I appreciate it. We'll be back with Mike and Johnny in just a moment. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. Always a pleasure, always an honor. All right, to politics. I did not see, I saw clips of the South Carolina debate, but what a busy time to have it over a weekend. So I don't know if any of you saw this, but I saw some of the clips. Newt Gingrich, another strong performance. And the polling now shows, Mike, that it's Romney, now Newt Gingrich in second place.
Well, Newt Gingrich is a brilliant, brilliant man. He's, probably the best candidate. I don't think there's any question. I think the world, I like all the candidates. I have no problem with the candidates. I think the main thing, I almost think when Newt Gingrich talks, he talks so good that he talks above a lot of these people that you would hope would vote for him, but I'm not sure they really understand what he's saying, because he does speak a lot of common sense, but it sounds more complex when he says it.
Well, there's a lot to a lot of these issues, and Newt seems to be up on more of them.
Well, he is.
I like him because I think he's mature, and he is a politician, but he's been out of politics too. And, it's a political job, so having a guy that's been the Speaker of the House isn't a bad idea, and a pretty effective Speaker of the House. And he's been through everything.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, but being able to get things done. You have to understand that there's a way you get things done in Washington. I think Newt Gingrich understands that without really compromising his position in a lot of areas.
Well, I heard an operative for the Democratic Party just bubble over and say, oh, my gosh, Newt Gingrich is Barack Obama's dream candidate. They were just so excited about the possibility. Then I saw something online at the Wall Street Journal, and the reporter couldn't stop laughing thinking that Newt Gingrich had a chance. So what does that tell you?
Well, I'm sure I understand that, You got to be careful. Those dreams turn into nightmares. You know that now. So
no, that's exactly right.
Philadelphia with the Eagles, that dream team's a nightmare right now. So be careful what you wish for, my friend.
No, I agree 100%, Mike. They're going back to the early 90s. They figure they, quote, have enough on Newt, end quote. But Gingrich has come through. They haven't started their focused attack on him, which they will. And then let's see how he handles it. They're going to say, Steve, that he served divorce papers to his wife while she was in the hospital with cancer. That's one of the rumors out there. We'll see what the real story is. And Newt will be able to respond, so we'll see what that real story is. And if he gets by that firewall, look out.
Yeah.
Mike's right. Be careful what you wish for, Steve.
But it doesn't matter. That's a personal thing. I mean, you can say anything you want to. You can form any opinion, but it's a personal thing. That's his life. That's their life. Whatever they do with it, that's their business. Now, to make that all public, it's the same thing on this stuff on Kane now. I mean, I think you're finding out that, hello, darling, can I buy a cup of coffee? If that's sexual harassment, man, we're all guilty.
Yeah. Well,
and they'll ratchet it up to whatever level. I think what we're finding out is that you can't believe about half of what you're hearing from the media.
No. I agree with you.
Well, now, tonight on Greta Van Susteren on Fox, it'll be Gloria Kane talking about Herman Kane. She has been quoted as saying Herman would have to have a split personality to do
absolutely,
any of what...
Absolutely. Yeah. I heard it. Sure. I mean, you can't be two people, and he is who he is. My God, I mean, if the guy wasn't a threat, none of this would have been brought out.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they see him as a threat because he's evidently an intelligent, successful businessman who happens to be Afro-American.
And do you think, though, that it is a little frightening, and I'm afraid it might be, it's certainly a scenario that somebody would just fabricate something like that in this case to take a guy down who really didn't do that. So that's a pretty scary deal. And those people are trying to push a the president. So that makes it a little more disturbing. So you don't like to think that this woman just
Right, they would.
Well, I think maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know, though.
I think that when you have people that hear something, they hear it differently. It's possible they really were uncomfortable or whatever. But the bottom line is, as a political thing, it's perfect because you'll never really know. You really have no idea.
It just casts doubt, and everybody's confused. It doesn't take a lot of doubt. Of course, you can have doubt about absolutely anyone you've pulled the lever for anymore.
Absolutely. You know,
sure. By the way, Steve, do you remember the response when someone suggested Mike run for governor?
Yeah, it was awesome. Mike says, I wouldn't run for anything that low, and then they got louder. then you read your Abe Lincoln quote, and they stood. It was a standing ovation, and it sounded like a dang campaign speech to me. Yeah. I'm telling you.
That was great.
Well, it worked for Abe. I don't know if some of these politicians would understand what he said way back in the 1860s and maybe try to apply it to our government today, we'd be in a little better shape.
Well, I tell you what, it was that response about governor, though, that was beautiful. It was just absolutely beautiful. We'd need those these Champaign police officers that were off duty guarding you. We need them all for that campaign, though, that's for sure. Yeah. We'd have to have them guard you day and night, Mike. Hey, listen, I will leave it there. We'll talk on Friday. Brother Johnny, Mike, did always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much again.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mike. All right.
See you soon. We'll be watching you tonight on Countdown, ESPN Countdown. 6 o'clock, you'll see Mike Ditka on the TV on ESPN this evening. 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. And our segment with Brother Johnny Mike Ditka brought to you by the University of Illinois Credit Union.
Now available at IlliniCard.org is the new official credit card of the University of Illinois. Nothing says you're a fan like the Illini Card. Available in 3 campus-inspired designs, commemorating the Block I, Alma Mater, and Red Grange. With this card in your wallet, you'll show your true Illini spirit. To get your Illini card, go to IlliniCard.org today and get the card that rewards you. Cheer for the Illini and carry the official card of the University of Illinois. Apply today at IlliniCard.org.